JJ Janning with us from Pioneer. JJ, let's talk about this crop. Obviously, we've had some moisture, kind of sidelined us for a bit. Give us an idea, where are we sitting as far as the corn, soybeans?
You know, by and large, the geography that I cover, soybean harvest is probably 99%. We still got a few outlier fields across the countryside. On the corn side of things, I'd say 80%, 90% at this point. You still see quite a few corn fields out there yet. With the 3/4 of an inch rain we had here a couple days ago, harvest conditions just got a little bit more interesting. There's no doubt about that. We're definitely saturated at this point going into winter. We're sitting in a good spot from recouping some of that subsoil moisture going into next spring, trying to get good emergence, that type of thing. But by and large, the corn crop itself, I would say, has been a pleasant surprise for a lot of people. And like I said, it's very geographic, of course. Like I said, you get north of Wahpeton, that pocket missed a lot of rains, and a lot of 130, 150, 60 bushel corn. You get south of Wahpeton in that corridor there, it was considerably better than that. So that, coupled with commodity prices, I think a lot of people will be sitting just fine here. But overall, like I said, looking across the countryside, still a lot of tillage to be done at this point, but it looks like we're going to get a nice window here starting today with some sunshine and some dry conditions here over the next week.
Certainly, it's nice to see we can get rain again after all the drought we've dealt with this past year.
It is. It would have been kind of fun to see just how good this corn crop could have been if we would have had a few of these rains back in late July, early August. But, that's kind of the nature of the beast. I think we all learned something with regards to some of the drought tolerance some of these hybrids have. It's awfully incredible. A lot of these areas had, 3-4 inches of rain, some even less than that. You still saw some pretty respectable yields. And I really think that's it's kudos to the breeding departments within these different companies, just picking good quality genetics and breeding good drought tolerance in. And 20 years ago, it would have been a vastly different story with regards to yieldability and some of these drought conditions. So there's no doubt about it. Genetics have come a long ways in the last 10, 15, 20 years. So,
as far as corn is it standing well, or did we get some of those trouble fields out earlier?
By and large, things are standing pretty well. Like I said, in some of these really drought-prone pockets where they received 2-3 inches of rain throughout the summer, that plant cannibalized itself awfully hard, and there's no doubt in some of those pockets there's down corn, no doubt about that. But by and large, I was expecting to see things be a little bit worse than what they were. The corn is standing really well right now, but like I said, at this point, it's just time to get her off and be thinking about next year.
Thinking about next year as far as soybeans, how do we shape up this year, and what are the what are your thoughts as we go into 22?
Well, as we go into 22, I think the biggest thing that's on everyone's mind is the cost of fertilizer. We're looking at fertilizer inputs that are over 2x of what they were this past spring. And when you start adding another $130, $40, $50 an acre to your operating line, your cost of production, it really takes the profitability out of corn for next year. Now, with that stated, there still is some profitability, don't get me wrong, but it takes a big bite out of it. So, that coupled with some of the chemical shortages that one can expect, it's 2022 is shaping up to be an interesting one at this point. Like I said, the good thing is we got a lot of our subsoil kind of rebuilt back up going into next spring. But like I said, input-wise, things are not looking too good with regards to overall fertilizer prices and some of the chemical prices as well. So,
are guys booking seed at this point already?
They are, yes. We have our early order discount here on, today's Friday, October 29th. So that would be today. So we have an early order discount ending today. So make sure you're talking to your local Pioneer seed rep and getting that locked in and commit to some acres at this point. Try to save as much money as you can on your seed going into 2022. Like I said, we're all going to have to look at finding ways of cutting a few costs here going into next spring just because of some of the additional costs incurred on the fertility and the chemistry market. But nonetheless, a good time to get a hold of your local Pioneer rep and talk over some seed options for next year and get some stuff on the books.
Good deal. Anything I'm missing here?
I think not. No.
Awesome. Hey, good to check in with you, man.
All right. Thanks a lot, Don. See ya.